Cross Sports Nation. I am your host and founder, Robert Wells. And let's talk about sports. Let's go!
I thought the Stanford Cardinals were going to win back-to-back national championships in women's college basketball, but I was wrong. Great season for Stanford, though. They did a great job. Congratulations to South Carolina Gamecocks on winning the national championship against the UConn Huskies last Sunday night, 64-49. South Carolina won their second national championship in school history. Their first title was in 2017. That was 5 years ago. I did pick South Carolina to win the national championship if Stanford didn't win it. They were my second choice. South Carolina were ranked number one all season long, and they finished their season with a 35-2 record. That's amazing. And I'm very proud of South Carolina's head coach, Don Staley, who became the sixth coach to ever win multiple championships, according to ESPN. Don Staley has won two national titles, and she gave God the glory as well after the victory. Amen! Congratulations again to the South Carolina Gamecocks on winning the 2022 Women's College Basketball National Championship. In men's college basketball, it was the first time in men's Final Four history that all four teams have won multiple national titles, according to ESPN. North Carolina with six, Duke with five, Villanova with three, and Kansas with three. Well, make it four national championships for the Kansas Jayhawks by beating the North Carolina Tar Heels in the national championship game 72-69. What a game! It's Kansas' first title since 2008. That was 14 years ago. Kansas head coach Bill Self won his second national title at Kansas. The Jayhawks finished their season with a 34-6 record. Great job! Also, Kansas made history by putting together the largest comeback in the history of the national championship. The Jayhawks were down by 15 points at halftime, 40-25. What a comeback to win the national championship. Jayhawks power forward David McCormick had a double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds. I hope the Chicago Bulls draft him. We need a big guy like that. North Carolina Tar Heels head coach and man of God, Hubert Davis, did a fabulous job in his first season as the Tar Heels head coach. The Tar Heels will be back in the Final Four next year with my Duke Blue Devils as well. Congratulations again to the Kansas Jayhawks on winning the 2022 National Championship in men's college basketball. The Chicago Bulls are playing their last two games tonight and on Saturday before the NBA playoffs start. The Bulls clinched a playoff berth on Tuesday this week with a Cleveland Cavaliers loss to the Orlando Magic, and the Bulls are now the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs. I'm disappointed that Bulls point guard Lonzo Ball will be shut down for the remainder of the season. Lonzo Ball has been rehabbing from meniscus surgery since late January. He's also been dealing with discomfort from a bone bruise in his knee. This story was first reported by Shame Charania from The Athletic and Stadium. This is a big blow for the Chicago Bulls. Bulls point guards Alice Caruso and rookie Ayo Dosunmu will need to step up in Lonzo Ball's absence. I was hoping he would be back. He'll be back stronger next season. Finish the regular season strong and get mentally ready for the playoffs, Chicago. Go Bulls! And finally, Major League Baseball season opening started yesterday. I love baseball. I said this on Cross Sports over a year and a half ago. Baseball was the first sport I loved, way before basketball and football. I used to play baseball with my dad as a kid. That's why I still love baseball to this day. I'm looking forward to the season as a Chicago White Sox fan. I'm expecting them to win the American League Central Division and make a run for the World Series title this year. I think the Chicago Cubs could make some noise in the National League Central Division. Right now, I have them finishing second or third in the division. You never know. They could win the division this year. The Chicago Cubs, Milwaukee Brewers, Pittsburgh Pirates, Cincinnati Reds, and the St. Louis Cardinals are all even as a whole this season, according to my friend Ovidio. I agree with him. May the best team win.
Hey, Cross Sports Nation, turn on your notification for Cross Sports Podcast. Subscribe, follow us, download, and please share Cross Sports Podcast on Pandora, Amazon, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Buzzsprout, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on our other media platforms on Cross Sports. You can also find these links on our website, www.cross-sports.net. Next time on Cross Sports, we will do another recap of all sports happening this weekend and next week as well. We'd like to thank all of you for listening, and we'll talk to all of you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.